Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Hello there and welcome, Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe here with you on this Wednesday. Are we really at the start of the second hour already? I blinked. Time goes by oh so quickly. Now, yesterday, we're going to go through a lot of this and next hour. I mean, literally, it felt like as you went from C-SPAN channel to C-SPAN channel, that virtually, I mean, not everyone, but a lot of Brandon's cabinet was on trial, was at least in the hot seat, being asked some very good questions. We're going to share some of that with you, particularly the ones that were directed at Alejandro Mayorkas. This was going on at the same time that the House managers in the Mayorkas impeachment delivered the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate. Merrick Garland, he was on the hot seat. He making a claim nobody would believe that has half a brain. Even if you don't even have a half a brain, I don't think you'd believe it. But there was also a hearing at the Supreme Court. And Neil Gorsuch was right on point. We're going to start there because I see this as some of our good news, albeit potential, but good news nonetheless. First, though, it is 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now on the West Coast, the Left Coast, in Seattle, it's 7.07 a.m. In Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, 10.07 a.m. In Kiev, 5.07 p.m. And right now in Taiwan, it is 10.07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast day to make sure one can't ever say they were somehow unaware. Nobody gave them a heads up. Nobody bothered to let them know about the ridiculous, crooked as a rat's hind leg that the Biden crime family truly is. Those just a few of the multitude of locations that they DBA do business as, the Biden crime family, delivering influence for money at your and my expense. Pardon me, taking a little bit of a sip of my wonderful tea, the great people over at Healthy Horizons many years ago when I was having some of these issues with allergies in the spring season, they heard me on the air and they said, look, there's this really good tea made by a company called Yogi, Y-O-G, called Throat Comfort. And it is, it's really good stuff. That's all I'm going to tell you. I use it whenever I'm having these issues, and it is good, good stuff, and I appreciate it. So, but I figured, unlike when you listen to Michael Moore, you don't really want to hear people drinking, swallowing, any of these things on the radio. So I mute the mic if I have to cough or anything else. As I said yesterday, give me a couple more days here, probably another 24, 48 hours, and we'll be past this little difficulty as the weather changes in our area. But nonetheless, plenty of things to be hopeful about. Now, again, I cannot stress enough. In the next 201 days, we cannot put our guard down. We cannot sit back in the chair and say we have it in the bag. No matter how strongly you feel that we have it in the bag, you cannot say we have it in the bag. Because the minute we do that, we will lose. And we cannot afford to lose this election in 201 days. It is just that important. I mentioned last hour, part of the good news, the reception Donald Trump got when he went to a bodega in Harlem. Last week, which seemed to echo what this teacher in Georgia said to him last week, that the media is lying to him about how black people feel about Donald Trump. I mean, here's the thing. There is no monolithic group when you break people down, frankly, by false barriers. Skin tone doesn't determine if you're a liberal or you're a conservative. Doesn't determine if you're smart or not, unless you're Joe Biden. What was that line? Black kids can be as smart as white kids. Or something? What was it? Poor kids can be as smart as poor kids. It can be just as smart as white kids. that we had to put that together with a whole litany. Because then he had the one, you can't go into a 7-Eleven unless you have an Indian accent. I mean, talk about a race. Well, no wonder he was hanging out with KKK members when he first was elected to the Senate. But I digress. Your skin tone, the pigment of your skin, the color of your skin, you know what it determines? The color of your skin. That's it. It doesn't determine whether you can use a smartphone or not, whether you can book an online appointment to get the jab, whether or not you know how to fill out a piece of paperwork. Now, this is all the things the left contends. They break things down based on all these different little subsets, these balkanized silos of, well, you're a feminist, you're a transgender feminist, you're a whatever. And a lot of that's crashing down right now because, well, first of all, the more you subdivide, the harder it is to manage. So when she said they're lying to you about how black voters feel, yes, I mean, her experience, right? She's a supporter. We saw a lot of people that were supportive of him in Harlem yesterday. But the mistake is ever in believing. And the problem, by the way, has been for the past 50 years, your average Republican consultant would say things like, well, we got to get the black vote. The Democrats are promising these things. What can we promise? Wrong approach. Talk to them for who they are. Human beings, mothers, fathers, sons and daughters, hardworking people, people looking to do better, people that want a better job or a better life, want the opportunity of the American dream. Talk to them like you would anybody else. This hyper-focus on pigment of skin doesn't really accomplish much of anything. Do some people have bigger challenges than others? Sure. Not just because of the pigment of their skin. Maybe because they have a physical handicap. Maybe because they have a language barrier. There's all kinds of things that can get in the way. And focusing on those isn't how you solve the problem. You solve the problem by remembering what the goal is and working towards it. And talking to your fellow man as though they understand it too, because they do. And I think, again, this is part of why Donald Trump does well. He knows how to speak to people. The man is a billionaire, but people don't look at him and think, well, I want to meet him because he's a billionaire. They just think it'd be fun to sit down and have a conversation with him. I know he doesn't drink alcohol. Do we know what, is he a soda person? He likes Diet Coke, doesn't he? You see, I missed an opportunity. When I spoke to him last week, I should have asked him, because I'm a Diet Coke guy, but I actually prefer Coke Zero now. And I do think it tastes different. So I wonder if he has discovered the Coke Zero difference. We'll have to find out. Next time he's on. Do you know what I thought would actually be really fun? We should invite him to do the headline roundup. Because if he gets it right, he'll say to himself, well, that's a true story. Or if he gets it wrong, he'd be calling himself fake news. The media would probably they'd lose their mind. They wouldn't know what to do. All right. Now, on the other side of that, we have another piece of good news. I mentioned this case before the Supreme Court. They were hearing oral arguments yesterday, and it was over the question of how the January 6th political prisoners have been charged. Specifically, that they are being charged with interrupting an official act of Congress and having applied to these people a number of punishments attached to those charges that have, by and large, increased their jail sentences rather beyond what most people think even makes sense. Because it's onerous. It's heavy-handed, and everyone knows it. Well, apparently someone that knows it, or at least is hinting that they know it, is Justice Neil Gorsuch. He was questioning Elizabeth Perlegar, who is the United States Solicitor General. Take a listen, cut number one. This is our good news. I love how he just slips this in there, right? He gives the.
Does that mean for the breadth of this statute, would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
There are multiple elements of the statute that I think might not be satisfied by those hypotheticals, and it relates to the point I was going to make to the Chief Justice about the breadth of this statute. The kind of built-in limitations are the things that I think would potentially suggest that many of those things wouldn't be something the government could charge or prove as 1512C2 beyond a reasonable doubt, would include the fact that the actus reus does require obstruction, which we understand to be a meaningful interference. So that means that if you have some minor disruption or delay or some minimal outburst, okay, we don't think it falls within the
So she's trying to dance because she got caught. And then, by the way, the three instances he's giving, the guy, the father of the Marine that was struck down in the Afghanistan withdrawal, that's the guy interrupting State of the Union. Obviously, he's representing what happened in January 6th. And by the way, understand people being charged with that statute weren't necessarily the actual physical protesters. Some of these people were just walking through the Capitol because the door was open and they were invited in. They weren't destroying property. They weren't trying to delay anything. They're just walking through the Capitol. We have footage of it. And then the third is, of course, Jamal Bowman, who pulled the fire alarm to delay a key vote. He's asking a very simple question. Is there equal justice under the law in the United States? It seems that Elizabeth Perlegar wants to say, well, maybe. It's a definite maybe. He wasn't done with her, though.
My outbursts require the court to reconvene after the proceeding has been brought back into line, or the pulling of the fire alarm, the vote has to be rescheduled, or the protest outside of a courthouse makes it inaccessible for a period of time. Are those all federal felonies subject to 20 years in prison?
So with some of them, it would be necessary to show nexus. So with respect to the protest outside the courthouse, we'd have to show that, yes, they were aiming at the proceeding.
Yeah, they were trying to stop the proceeding.
Yes, and then we'd also have to be able to prove that they acted corruptly, and this sets a stringent mens rea. It's not even just the mere intent to obstruct. We have to show that also, but we have to show that they had corrupt intent in acting in that way.
So I... She's trying to correct the Supreme Court justice. She's sitting there going, well, I mean, you've got to show nexus. He goes, yeah, I think I just did. Because look, in all these cases, you're interrupting. And of course, it's say nothing of the, remember the Dobbs protest? Remember they were showing up? People were protesting outside of the homes of Supreme Court justices in contravention to federal law. That is a violation of federal law. You are not allowed to do it. They have not charged a single person that did it. The guy that showed up with a gun, I don't even remember what they did with him, but they certainly didn't throw the book at him. And what about the Summer of Love, all the protests, BLM, all the cities we watch burn, Chop and Chaz, Kenosha? Where are all the prosecutions on these things? Now, those weren't official proceedings when it comes to government action. That's why he used the three examples that he did. But he gave three really good examples that they hadn't. She's, well, you just don't know. You know, I understand you're the Supreme Court justice, but you just don't understand because, look, we can't go after our people. We can only go after Trumpians. That's the way it works. One final hit between Gorsuch and Perlegar.
So mostly peaceful protests that actually obstructs and impedes an an official proceeding for an indefinite period would not be covered?
Not necessarily. We would just have to have the evidence of intent. And that's a high bar.
They intend to do it, all right.
We need to know the intent. So why did Jamal Bowman pull the fire alarm? Tell us, why did that happen? If you don't understand the intent, maybe you shouldn't have the job. But I love the fact, and down to the language he used, when he said mostly peaceful protests, he's, of course, quoting infamously the report. I was actually from Kenosha, where they literally have a CNN reporter with a building on fire behind him, and he refers to it as a mostly peaceful protest. That was a beautiful moment, courtesy of Justice Neil Gorsuch on the courts. It spawned the headline in the mainstream media. Justices appear to be leaning towards January 6th, the January 6th witnesses that brought forth the case. You think?
The Regular Joe Show.